Well, the Maritime Union says an agreement to keep the Port of Auckland in council ownership is a victory for the people of the city and for transparency. Mayor Wayne Brown announced yesterday his plan to lease out the port won't go ahead and that its land, assets and operations will be retained under Auckland Council control. Now, Mayor Brown wasn't available to speak to us this morning. The Maritime Union's Auckland Secretary, Grant Williams, joins us now. Kia ora, good morning.
Morning, Ingrid.
Now, you think this latest agreement, you've called it a victory for the city. Why do you think it was the right option?
Oh, we think it's the right option because it's the best option for the people of Auckland. It keeps the management of the port in Auckland's hands. It keeps control of the port in Auckland's hands. And the profits that come from the port go straight to the city of Auckland. It's the leanest, safest, best model that we prefer.
What were your concerns with the other alternative, which was selling the land and leasing it back?
Yeah, well, our concerns with the other alternative is that there's an international agent possibly coming into the mix, that the people that operate on the port will increase the prices and the costs, and that they would be taking some of those profits offshore. So we thought the proposed model wasn't the best for the people of Auckland.
The costs, the prices are going to have to go up though, aren't they? The port now has to deliver a bigger profit, $1.1 billion over the next 10 years. How would it do that?
Well, the fact of the matter is that they'll be probably increasing their prices. The difference, though, with that is that it's going directly to the people of Auckland. So both models had a price increase mechanism in them, but this one's leaner and more in control.
Job security, obviously, a key concern for the Maritime Union. What about cutting costs? How are your workers feeling about that?
Well, there's two parts to increasing profits. The other one's productivity, of course. So, you know, it's not all about cutting costs. We've just gone through massive upheaval and change at the ports of Auckland. And over the last decade, pretty much. They're actually in a very good space in terms of building up the workforce, getting back to providing core services. We're in a very good position there. So in terms of increasing productivity, the workforce are all behind it. They really feel a part of the port. They really feel a part of being a part of the city of Auckland. This has been a pretty good exercise for our members at the Ports of Auckland.
Thank you for your time this morning. That was the Maritime Union's Auckland Secretary, Grant Williams.